Hare Krishna. Tighten this. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pastyutya Dejatarne Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasade Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpatrurupyascha kripa sindurupyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. I'm very happy to be here with you all. Please forgive me. Meri Hindi bahut kharab hai. Or my Creole also, I'll see. Not very good. Please forgive me. So I'll just say a few words in English language if that's okay. We don't want to interrupt too much the program which has been going on for all these days and continuing on now, but we were requested to say a few words, so let us just do that. That Srimad Bhagavatam, it is the Amala Purana, spotless Purana. There is no comparison. It is Mahapurana, and there are other Puranas which are also described as being Mahapurana, Vishnu Purana, Padma Purana, and a few others, which are, that term Mahapuran is applied to them. But Our great Acharya Srila Jiva Goswami, who was living around the time of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, approximately 500 years ago. So Srila Jiva Goswami, in his Tattva Sandarbha, he discusses what is a Mahapurana, the ten subject matters, the ten topics which are described in a Mahapurana, or the ten topics which must be there if a Purana is to possibly be classified as a Mahapurana and not just a regular Purana. Of course, already regular Purana is very special, but Mahapurana, there's nothing like that, nothing which can compare, nothing which is equal to a real Mahapurana in amongst the different scriptures which are there. So Srila Jiva Goswami, in Tattva Sandarbha towards the end, he discusses in some detail why Srimad Bhagavatam is Mahapurana, but why Srimad Bhagavatam is really speaking at least the best of the Mahapuranas, or even ultimately, he makes the point, Srimad Bhagavatam is really the only one of the Puranas which can really speaking and strictly be speaking be accepted as a Mahapurana, because it fully goes into the different of the ten subjects. I imagine that this 10 subjects of a Mahapurana has been discussed over the last few days here. So normally a Purana has 5 subjects, but a Mahapurana has 10. And Jiva Goswami makes the point in regard to Srimad Bhagavatam that it is the greatest of the Mahapuranas, or even arguably the only Mahapurana, because it fully discusses all 10, whereas other Puranas, which may be classified or said to be Mahapuranas, but mainly they focus on the 5 regular subjects of a regular Purana, and they just touch on the other 5 subjects, which are the special characteristics of a Mahapurana. This is a little technical, of course, but Srimad Bhagavatam, right in the beginning, first verse is special. First verse of Srimad Bhagavatam is special in that it is very definitive, very foundational in a broad sense. But the second verse, in the second verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, then the speaker really goes into specifically what is Srimad Bhagavatam and what is special about Srimad Bhagavatam and what is the special benefit of deeply studying Srimad Bhagavatam. So that second verse of the first chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, Dharma Projita Kaita Vocha, Paramo Nimatsaranam Satam, Veja Vastavam Vastu Shivadam Tapa, Trayan Mulanam, and it goes on. But the first point it makes is such an important point. It is really of topmost and utmost importance that this Srimad Bhagavatam, it begins by completely rejecting all religious activities which are materially motivated, and it propounds only the highest truth, only, which can only be understood by those who are pure in heart. And it goes on, that second verse also, that what is the need for any other scripture when you have Srimad Bhagavatam? Actually, there's no need. But this very first point, very first part of that verse is such a powerful statement and such an important statement that Srimad Bhagavatam, it begins by completely rejecting all religious activities which are materially motivated, and it only propounds the highest truth of the absolute truth, the complete reality of what is life, which is something transcendental, above and beyond any material considerations, anything material at all. And you may remember, if you're familiar with Bhagavad Gita, that at the end of Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, verse 66, Lord Krishna speaks in certain respects, it's a similar, quite similar verse. He's concluding Bhagavad Gita by saying, Sarva Dharman Parichaja Mam Ekam Sharanam Raja Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Moksha Ishami Mashuchaha. That here we are at the end of Bhagavad Gita. And what should you do? What should you learn? What is the essential message? Now we have come to the end of Bhagavad Gita. The essential message, at the concluding message, is that Sarva Dharman Parichaja, just abandon all varieties of religion, and Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. Even if you don't understand Sanskrit, even if you just understand Hindi, you can understand this quite easily. It's very simple Sanskrit. Sarva Dharman, all dharmas, whatever they may be, Parichaja. Srila Prabhupada translates this word Parichaja as abandon. Abandon is a very strong word. I don't know, maybe not so many of you are from nautical backgrounds or boating backgrounds, but sometimes when a ship is going down, it's finished, it's sinking, and that's just the end, then the order is abandon ship, abandon, not just leave the ship. Maybe you should possibly get off the ship, might be a good idea. Not like that. Abandon just means just jump, just run, just go, just get out, get off now to save yourself. This term abandon is like that. It's a very strong term. Parityaja is the Sanskrit word. That is the implication. Lord Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita, of course, he's described so many different aspects of dharma, different types of yoga, Ashtanga yoga, Karma yoga, and various others. And he's discussed different forms of worship, worship of devas and devis, worship even of the forefathers, worship even of the ghosts. So, different forms of worship. Lord Krishna has discussed in Bhagavad Gita. And it is all in terms of the descriptions in the Vedic literatures. Not just some ideas, Krishna had some ideas and he spoke some of his own ideas. But he's speaking all this, giving all this very authentic Vedic knowledge about the many different processes of dharma. And then at the end he says this, Sarva Dharman Parichaja. Just abandon them all. And again, remember how strong this term Parichaja, abandon, is. Just abandon them. And Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. And just surrender to me, and I will deliver you. Do not fear. So that theme is then represented in the second verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma Projata Kaitava Tra. That give up, or rather, this Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, it ends by saying, Sarva Dharman Parichaja. Srimad Bhagavatam begins by saying, Dharma Projata Kaitavotra Paramonya Matsaranam Satam. It's a similar idea, at least, a very similar idea, that this Bhagavatam, it begins by completely rejecting all religious activities which are materially motivated, or in other words, not spiritually motivated. And it propounds, it establishes only the highest truth. So it's very, very special. In Srimad Bhagavatam, we will not really find any information, really, about anything other than Lord Sri Krishna, who is the ultimate absolute truth. We will really not find any information about any other process than bhakti, pure bhakti, pure devotion for him. You don't really find that. Even when Lord Shiva he appears in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Brahma appears in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, and some of these other popular deities from the Vedic tradition or from Hinduism, they appear. But when they appear, they appear very clearly and even dramatically in the context of devotion for Krishna, devotional service to Krishna. And they themselves, even though they're such popular deities, but when they appear in Srimad Bhagavatam, their positions as great devotees of Lord Krishna, personalities who are fully surrendered, absolutely, at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna as his humble servants, that comes across. It's presented so clearly, very vividly. So Srimad Bhagavatam is very special like this. And not just special, that is not saying enough. It is unique, actually. It is truly unique, only one. Srimad Bhagavatam stands alone as the topmost of all scriptures, giving the topmost information, whereby people who are sincere and serious about actually perfecting their lives, making their lives complete, not just enhancing their lives a little, but completing the mission of the human form of life, such people can find very clearly and very comprehensively from all different perspectives this most essential, most wonderful knowledge, following which, accepting which, and applying which, such a sincere person like yourselves can perfect their lives. So all of you, you're here in the association of His Grace Lal Govinda Prabhu, who's a very nice devotee and a very serious, committed devotee at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Krishna, going and under his guidance, going through all the very important sections of Srimad Bhagavatam. Please know very clearly that if you do take this into your hearts and then apply it in your lives and let the purity of Srimad Bhagavatam just radiate throughout your lives, then your lives will develop spiritually very wonderfully and quickly. And one morning, my dear devotees, please listen, écoutez-moi, s'il vous plaît. One morning, you will wake up. If you have done like this, you will wake up. And you will no longer be in Triolet or surrounding districts. One morning you will wake up and you will be in Goloka Vrindavan. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the gift of Srimad Bhagavatam. And really Srimad Bhagavatam is the only thing which can give this. So please take it like that very seriously, not as entertainment, but as such a most essential thing for the fulfillment of your missions in life. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank Maharaj very much for his kind...